All right, what's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to day two of the vegan diet, and also thank you for joining our Higher podcast. This is going to be real, real short, man. Obviously, if you can't tell in my voice, I ain't really feeling it, but I told myself, I promised myself that I'm going to always come in here and do a video pretty much of, you know, how the day went with this little vegan diet, and I already fucked up. I fucked up. I couldn't really help it, just mainly because, you know, I was at work, you know, I needed something to eat, and, you know, it was the first day, and so my shorty decided to disregard everything I said about me trying to go vegan and bring me a fucking famous chicken bowl without corn, mainly without corn, just because, you know, I can't have any type of seeds or corn or any type of grains before this colonoscopy. That's what this whole thing is for, and that's honestly what this whole journey is going to be about. But still, it's still a process, you know what I mean? It's not, the shit is not easy, you know what I mean? You can't just expect to stop everything cold turkey, but that's kind of what I expected myself to do, and I was seeing if I was going to be a fucking challenge. So I kind of failed only by default, you know what I mean? Because I was, it was either eat something or not eat shit, and that's not the option, to not eat nothing, so I had to eat something. I know I'm a little bit too young to be getting it right now, but that's not really what it was about. It was pretty much about, you know, just to make sure I'm good on the inside, because I've had, like I said, some internal problems. You know, you should pretty much assume what it already is, but it's been fucking me up for quite some time. You know what I mean? So what I did was I pretty much called a doctor and I told him, you know, I pretty much just want to get a colonoscopy checked out, you know, colonoscopy set up, just so I can make sure, you know what I mean, ain't nothing crazy going on. I don't have any cancer growing anywhere. So this is a good thing. You know, when it comes this time for you to get your prostate, but, you know, your colonoscopy, please get it done. Everybody needs to get it done. Like, there's no telling what you guys eat or what we all have ate that's making us feel a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, I just really feel like that's where a lot of our diet issues come into play, is because we eat so much meat in America. Like, you know, burgers, all types of shit. So that's why we're always going to stay fat and the most obese country in the fucking world. You know what I mean? Like, that's really how it is. It's only because our diet is so bad. You know, like, it's in any other country, you'll probably see them following strict diets where they just stick to this. You know what I mean? Like, I would take Asians, for instance. Like, Asians are really big on rice. You know what I'm saying? Like, It's certain grains, but it's a reason for all of that. You know what I mean? Like, you never really see another country's biggest dish. You know, it's meat included in it, maybe, but it's, you know what I mean? Like, you know how we have, like, Boston butts. You know what I'm saying? Like, turkey thing, you know, all that type of stuff. That's, like, really, that's the meat that we eat. But see, I don't really see other countries eating all this meat like we do. You know what I mean? Which is, hence the reason why, you know, everybody's so overweight in this country. But It's all right, man. But, well, actually, it's not all right. It's not all right at all. But so that's why I kind of want everybody, try to encourage everybody to just look into a different diet. It's going to be hard to change some shit that you've been practicing for 18 plus years. You know what I mean? Especially, this is what we're bred to do. You know, we're bred to eat chicken. We're bred to eat cows. You know what I'm saying? Drink milk, all types of shit from mammals. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we're bred. I don't know if that's the right way that we should be going about things, but that's how we've been eating for the longest period of time. So it's kind of hard to break a creature of habit. You know what I'm saying? We're creatures of habit. You know, I'm especially a creature of habit. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we just gonna keep it rocking. But obviously, this meat diet I've been on for the past couple of years is breaking the fuck out of me. You know, emotionally, spiritually, all that is breaking me down. So I just want to get to a point where I'm with myself, mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So this is really a test for myself to really get to where I need to be. This is not going to be a long segment at all. It's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes total max. But I just wanted to let you guys know how, you know, pretty much how it is, how I felt, you know, and what I, you know, what I've been dealing with for over the course of the time or the days since I've been doing it. Like I said, for breakfast, I had, you know, I had some blueberries and strawberries and naked drink. I wasn't even supposed to have the strawberries because the strawberries got the little seeds and I can't have seeds. Even though, you know, whatever. But for lunch, it was kind of hard. I had that famous bowl from KFC. And for dinner now, I'm about to just eat, you know, some popcorn, chicken, some french fries. And that's okay for me to eat. You know, I can have vegetables and everything else. The doctor told me I can't have fresh raw vegetables. They have to be cooked in some kind of way. You know, whether it's, you know, so if I get some green beans. They had to, obviously, you know, all green beans or anything that comes in a can, green beans is fine. But like, I can't have, you know, fresh peas unless they're made. Can't have sunflower seeds. It's kind of stupid, you know what I mean? Like, it really is, but it makes sense of why they're making me cut everything out. So now, come Wednesday, also, you know, you'll hear about that too. I have to go through a cleaning out process. So it's going to be a day where I don't eat anything at all. You know what I mean? That's really going to suck. So it's nothing but clear fluids. And I have to get up 5 hours prior to my procedure. So that means, I think my procedure is like at 8 o'clock. So that means I have to be up by 5 and still be on the same diet. While I'm not eating anything, I'm pretty much drinking a detox drink to get all the waste that I have in my body out. So, it's gonna be a fucking, I can't even imagine. I really can't imagine. And I don't want to imagine it, but I will find out eventually. But that's my little spiel for right now, guys. We'll definitely be back tomorrow. Short segment, about 10 to 15 minutes. Thank y'all for tuning in. So, honestly, it should be, you know, all eyes should be, or all ears should be on this podcast, on this one specifically. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow, y'all. You know, I'm low-key feeling kind of weary, a little weak. So I'm going to just go ahead and try to get some food in my stomach. So the only thing I'm also, what I'm learning is I might have to double my portions when it comes to this. You know, because I'm a high drive energy guy. So, you know, anything I do is going to be, oh, that's just going to be gone within the snap of a finger. So I get tired pretty quick. But what the, you know, what the blueberry stuff did to me this morning, it had me pretty alert. So I do appreciate, you know, that part of the diet change. So let's keep that going. But y'all, I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm gonna let you know how bad this shit sucks tomorrow. All right, thank you for listening, man. Hiya, baby.